Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. If I could have had a better handle on my money when I was just starting out in my 20s, whether you are just getting launched yourself or you have a child or grandchild in their 20s, our next guest has put together some tips to help set up some lifelong financial success. We're joined by Bankrate senior writer Katie Kelton. Katie, I'm curious, first off, why you looked at this topic.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I feel very strongly about this topic because I think your early 20s are such a pivotal time for figuring how to manage your money. And there are so many things that you can be doing in your early 20s to set yourself up for success. But it's hard to know, with all the information out there, what are the most important things to focus on.
You talk about having a values-based budget. What is that?
A values-based budget takes your income and it looks at what you're going to do with it. So naturally, there are those essential expenses like rent, maybe student loan repayments. You'll have to set aside money for that. And after that, I would certainly set aside at least 20% for savings if you can. But after that, when we get into that discretionary spending is when I like to talk about this idea of values-based budgeting. That being, you spend your money on things that are valuable to you instead of having other people tell you how to spend your money. I hear a lot of young people talking about spending money to keep up with their peers, keep up with appearances, have these experiences. But really, I would encourage every individual, especially as you're just figuring your money out, to think about what's most important to you and the experiences you want to have and how you want to spend your discretionary income.
When it comes to savings, where should someone look to put their savings when they're just starting out?
I think there are three places I would suggest starting out with your savings. The first is your retirement, because as soon as you start that, it's going to start compounding. You can start getting that money invested, and you're going to need that, you know, 50, 40 years down the road. Ideally, your employer would be matching that money. So definitely make sure that you have a 401k or something similar in place. The next kind of saving I would focus on is an emergency fund. So that's those 3 to 6 months worth of expenses in case something happens, a case of job loss or medical bill. You want to be prepared. And ideally, you would have that money sitting in a high yield savings account. So it's ready and available if you need it, but it's earning money as it's sitting there. And then the third thing, if you have leftover money to save, I would suggest starting a sinking fund, or maybe more than one, which is essentially saving up money for things you're going to need later down the road, which might be a car or a vacation or even a wedding or a down payment. These are things you may need in 5-10 years that it will be really great if you have cash on the ready for those things.
Let's talk about credit scores. How important is it for someone in their 20s to get this right from the start?
It's definitely important to start thinking about your credit score now, but I will say that it takes time. And so it's going to take a little bit of time and good habits to really build that score up. Most people know about payment history, which is essentially if you have credit and if you have bills, to pay them on time and in full if you can. That's going to have a really positive effect on your credit score. But another factor that I personally didn't know about until later in my 20s is called your credit utilization ratio. And that essentially measures how much of your available credit you're using. And so say you have a credit line for $1,000. Ideally, experts say you want to spend less than 30% of that before paying it off, which means you're only going to want to spend $300 of that before you pay it off and start over fresh. And other things that go into your credit score are the length of your credit history. And I think the sooner you can start taking on credit and using it responsibly, it will help you get approved for future credit and better terms.
Any other tips that you would give someone starting out?
One more tip I would give someone is to not miss out on free money. And so that's things like employer matches. Make sure you're maximizing that 401k match and HSA match if they have it. High yield savings accounts. If you have your money sitting in a regular savings account, you could have it sitting in a 4-5% earning account just for having it. And you could be earning money on that money that you have. And credit card rewards. I mean, those are something you definitely want to be able to practice using credit responsibly, but rewards are a great way to get you cash back if you're going out to eat or travel, if you like to fly often. So look for opportunities to earn money on the money that you already have.
Katie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Megan. I appreciate it.
That is Bankrate senior writer Katie Kelton joining us this morning on KMOX.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.